Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. That was Sherry Marie, the Love Goddess, inviting all of you beautiful people in the chat room and on the phone lines that it's time to shine. Absolutely. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to be here with you tonight, trying out some new things technologically that I'm not having fun with, but that's okay. You can teach an old crone new tricks. Get it? So we are going to go on a wonderful journey where we are going to reclaim the word crone and tap into the beauty of what it means to be an elder, wise woman tonight. The number that is our special guest, I just want to play my Sesame Street music right now. Okay, I'm hearing Count Dracula, but I'm not going to do it. No, don't ask me to. I'm not. Okay, one. Oh. Okay, all right. That's enough. Nine is the number. Nine is a really powerful number. It's the end of the cycle. And when we're at the end of a cycle, regardless of how we end up at that finish line, the one thing that we can trust is that all the lessons that we have learned on our journey from zero to nine, all those gifts that we've learned as the fool, as the one magician, as the two high priestess, as the three empress, as the four emperor, as the five hierophant high priest, because you are in control of your life, as the number six lovers, as the number seven chariot, the number eight strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. You get to pull all of that energy together and end up at nine. So that means nine comes with a lot of weight. And we're going to play with that now. You say, Celeste, why are we talking about the crone? We're talking about number nine. Number nine is the hermit in traditional tarot cards. Yes, that's true. But on Mother Peace tarot deck, the number nine shows up as a crone. So that's just a little beginning, a little, you know, teaser, appetizer about what we're going to be playing with. But I want to welcome you. I want to welcome all of you in the archive. Because whenever time you listen to the show, you're right on time. So thank you for being with me. To my friends in the chat room, let me get a little shout-out over here. Since I have the ability to see you, hear you, and feel you, let me say hey to the guests. Well, you know, our silent listeners, disguised as guests, welcome. Live in light. I'm so glad you're here. Mother Wit Wisdom, oh, I'm looking forward to what might be bubbling up for you, because I know you're playing with the womb these days. Tracy Ann Miller, Swiper, you can swipe as much as you want of this show. And Yvette, thank you so much for being in the house. She's our amazing behind-the-scenes person here on the Life Conversations Radio Network. We couldn't do what we do without her. And I thank her. She's also, you know, gave me a gift today. Shout-outs to our beautiful lightworker friends who can give you six-month astrology charts. So thank you for that, Yvette. I loved it. I didn't have time to call you and say thank you for that. So let me tell you a little bit. Let's do some housekeeping, okay? Make sure that I tell you a little bit about my family here on Life Conversations Radio Network, and then we will dive into the show. Now, if you want a reading tonight, I've got my cards handy. I'm ready. I'm centered. Focused, been playing with crone energy. So it'd be my pleasure to let you know what's showing up at your crossroads. So the caller number is 347-426-3346. Yeah, you can call in. You can talk to me. Totally looking forward to it. But in the meantime, there are some other things that are happening on this network I want to make sure you don't miss, like the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show, which is on from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. Oh, this Life Coach Day has some wonderful lunch offerings for you if you tune in at 12 or at 9 a.m. if you're on the West Coast. You can have Life Coach Day for breakfast. Breakfast can wait when you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Day radio show. That's a little teaser for a song that he played last night on the Sounds of Soul with the day in Nicole O'Shea, which was off the chain. But for life coaching, for moving through life challenges, you can find him here, our soul whisperer, our soul doctor. You can tend to anything you're dealing with. So tomorrow, I know we're going to have an amazing show of visionaries celebrating the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. It's not a day off. It's a day to get turned on to who you are and what your vision is. We all can serve. So let's just make sure that you join us. Reverend Deborah Johnson's going to be in the house. Deborah Goins, Alfreda Lanoy, and I just had a check on that. And Richard Moss, and it's his birthday. So you really want to make sure you tune into that conversation. So then on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, you got the Play Experience with Ambassador Safara. We played with yourself today. You passionately loved and appreciated you. Well, if not, you are welcome to join her on the playground. She will help you step into the world of pure imagination, no doubt about it. So make sure you check her out. And on the last Wednesday of the month, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. You can find out how your ancestral blueprints may still be impacting your life today. Maybe it's not a family curse. Maybe it's just an unresolved story that you get to play out and solve and heal through your loving being and through your example and self-expression. So, yeah, make sure you check that out. And later on tonight, if you cannot get enough of us at Life Conversations Radio Network, I'm going to invite you to jump over to 12radio.com because, honey, if you missed the Soul Train last night, if you missed it, the train will be departing the station at 12 a.m. for you light bird, you know, night owls out there, Tracy Ann Miller. 12 a.m., 9 p.m. Pacific time. The Sounds of Soul with the Danny Fawoshe will be encoring. So stay up. Get turned on. Groove into some music you can taste. And then make sure you get up tomorrow and watch us start it all over again next week. And then, of course, you've got me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I have a gift in numerology and tarot cards, and who knows what might be popping through my brain tonight. I'm willing to share all my gifts with you. So make sure you call in, 347-426-3346. And did I tell you you can find the Ask Life Coach, the Sounds of Soul on 12radio.com? That's where you go. That's where the train is departing. I will be listening again, and we'll be playing in the chat room. So check it out. Whew, that's a lot. Enough housekeeping. So how are you guys doing? How was your weekend? And I want to give everybody a big old hug because I don't know how your last week was with this full moon and Cancer. But, honey, I had more people calling me crying than a little bit last week. I had some tears of my own. Big shout-out to Akasha Bird at Divine Inner Magic, who would not let me forego a channeled message, though I tried to. Can you imagine? You know, you have friends who have these powerful gifts. You're on the phone line and calling myself out. You're on the phone line, and because you're so tight with them, you're like, hey, Akasha, no, honey, I don't need a channeling. You just go on to the next person. And she said no and made me receive my gift. And, honey, what a gift it was, Akasha. Thank you so much. Check out my sister at divineinnermagic.com. She's a powerhouse, and she will make you receive your gifts. I definitely received mine, and I'm setting sail on my journey. So that, in a nutshell, is what's moving, what's happening in my life. I trust and pray that all of you are doing very well. I'm so happy tonight to be with you because I just never know what kind of space I'm going to be in on Sunday night. I get excited for the show, and then I have these experiences that I'm moving through, that I'm sure that you're moving through. And you want to be authentic, and you want to be straight up, but there are just some times when you feel like you're living and walking the message that you get to share, which means I'm at the crossroads in my life, too. So how about all of you? Are you there? What's it like? Do you have a laughing goddess at your crossroads, or do you got a big old monster? Let's find out. Let's check it out. And, oh, let me not forget where you can find Sherry Marie, Time to Shine. Let's make sure we give shout-outs to Love Goddess, because if you enjoy that, she has other musical offerings that will just light you up and get you ready to tap into the majesty of your inner crone, your fire, your power. You can find her at sherrymarie.com. Let me spell her name for you. It's CHERIMARIE.com. Sherry Marie, time to shine. It's time to get on with the show. So I'm about to do that now. And I'm just going to check in the phone lines before I give you a setup on the number nine and the crone and the hermit and all those good things. Okay, great. All right, I see I have a caller who wants to call in, but I just want to provide a little foundation. Let's read the description for the show, shall we? So we can make sure that we understand where we're going tonight, the road I'm taking you on. All right? So the majesty of the crown tonight is about reclaiming that word. Because if you would call a woman a crone back in the day, those would be fighting words. And why? And why is that? Why is it? Because, you know, I looked it up. I had my own idea of what the crone meant. But I wanted to hear what Merriam-Webster had to say. And they described the crone as a mean or ugly old woman, a rundown house that was inhabited by a cantankerous crone who kept to herself. Synonyms, hag, hellcat, trot, witch, some of the words I can't pronounce. Related words, harpy, shrew. Those aren't attractive energies, are they? No, but thank goodness for the feminist movement, the goddess movement, the pagan movement, the Wiccan movement, who decided, you know what, we're going to take that word back. You can't have it anymore. You can't use it to hurt another woman, and there's power in that word and energy in it. So we're taking back the negativity of the word crone and giving back its power. The crone is but another phase in life, ripe with all her life's adventures. While the hermit is traditionally featured in tarot, Mother Peace Tarot, the deck that I use, I was going to make a shuffling sound. I don't know if you can hear that. Brings the crone center stage to represent the number nine. Now, the hermit in traditional tarot features an old man on the top of a mountain. He has a lantern, and he's looking out, and he has that staff that, you know, binds him to the earth, which is actually a symbol of staying grounded, you know? And mountains in tarot means challenges and hurdles. So if he's on top of the mountain, then he's conquered something through introspective work. That lantern is a promise that he'll get to go out in the world and share his deep knowledge and his wisdom. Now, for the Mother Peace tarot cards, the crone is featured as Hecate, a sacred old witch who has come down from the mountains, snow-covered mountains, and she finds herself at the crossroads. There's a laughing goddess on this card. I love that because that promises that all paths are good, regardless of what she chooses. Now, last week we started with the two high priestess. Remember, that's inner knowledge. That's your Holy Spirit guiding you. Well, the hermit or the crone is actually embodying that knowledge. It almost feels like they're waiting, considering. They're checking in. And we always hear go within or go without, right? So that's what the nine is about. And I love the Mother Peace Tarot cards with Karen Vogel and Vicki Noble because they've given that power to a woman, an older woman. Now, I told you that nine represents the end of a cycle, but it also represents completed lessons on your journey. So when the hermit becomes the crone for me, magic happens. And there are new questions you get to ask yourself. Is this an ending or is it just the beginning with all the power of the preceding numbers aiding our crone's path? So I invite you to take a journey with the crone tonight on the Celestial Show and let's celebrate all that we've learned to get at this place in our life right now. We need only get in touch with our deepest desires and trust ourselves. So do you believe that, or do you need some help? you can give me a call, 347-426-3346. We'll pull these cards and find out what the Oracle cards have to say. But before we do that, I want to invite my dear friend, Mother Wit Wisdom, who's been patiently waiting to join me in the studio. I want to give her a big old hug. Mother Wit!
Hey, Grace, how are you?
Give me a hug, girl. It's been too long.
There you go.
Love how you play. You're so beautiful. How's life going for you, darling?
Oh, it is. This is a busy, busy year. My son just had surgery, and I've had been taking care of him, and I've had the two little ones. So I've been busy, busy, busy warding off colds and all kind of things. So I am so, you know, I saw Crohn in your advertisement. I'm like, I'm there. I'm there because
so
that's the energy.
When you see the Crohn, I'm sorry, interrupted you. What wakes up for you? How have you reclaimed that energy for yourself?
I look at my life as happening in different phases, and in those different phases, I move on and move up and do different things. Right now, I would say I am in my Crohn phase, and yes, she is a juicy old Crohn.
Oh, nice! I love it.
Yes. And I'm just, you know, I'm seeing the wisdom of hindsight, and I'm seeing things come together and manifest into forms that are recognizable at this time in my life where I had not seen them before.
Isn't that powerful? One of my favorite Crohn energy goddesses would be Baba Yaga.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, when you said juicy, I saw Baba Yaga. Folks, if you don't know her, feel free to Google. And if you're a Lost Girl fan, don't pay attention to the Baba Yaga episode. Okay, let's not get distracted by popular culture right now. But Baba Yaga is a fierce grandmother energy. She rides in a, what do you call it, a mortar? Custom mortar. She is wild. She is juicy. I know that there are people who set up altars to her with liquor. And there's this woman. Oh, good God. I'm not going to remember her name right now. But there's this woman who swears when she puts a bottle of rum out or something like that, that not a bottle, but like a glass, that she comes back in the morning and it's gone. And I'm like, really? Kind of want to test it out. But I always just thought that was a fun story. Now, Baba Yaga is also used to scare little children into acting right, which is unfortunate because she's really about pleasure, and she's about that juiciness that Mother Wood just brought into the house, about the claiming that wild woman. You know, maidens are not the only wild children out there. As a matter of fact, maidens are usually thought of as being virginal. But once you get to the Crohn energy, you know, Baba Yaga energy, here's a good way to break it down to you in a practical sense. Think Betty White. You know how Betty White is like 90-something and will say anything out of her mouth, and we're all laughing and we're enjoying it? What you're enjoying is Betty White finally deciding after all these years of whatever games that she's had to play, like, I'm not playing any more games. I'm going to speak my truth. I'm going to say what I want to say, and it may be inappropriate. And, yeah, you guys are laughing, but I see Baba Yaga energy all when she's speaking or when I'm watching her, I'm like, look at Baba Yaga just cutting up, and the whole world is just dancing with her and don't even realize.
You know who I see when I think of Baba Yaga? Millie Jackson.
Oh, no, you did not just bring Millie Jackson into the house.
Mabley.
No, you
and
did not.
The lady that plays Esther, girl, you talk about some cutting up.
Okay, now, Mother Wit, you cannot talk about Esther and not tell them about Sanford and Sons. So these are older, feisty women, out the mouth. Oh, Esther had the best lines on Sanford and Sons. And thank goodness for YouTube, because you can check all these people out. Moms Mabley, absolutely fierce comedian. And that's that crone energy that I'm talking about. That's the power of the crone. And so many of us want to play beauty games like, hey, look, looky here. I'm afraid of needles. There will be no Botoxing over here. Now, if you're doing Botox, hey, I'm not going to take that away from you. But like I said, I'm scared of needles. So I'm just going to let myself do what it's going to do.
I don't
have to worry about that. You are not going to pierce me. But anyway, Mother Witt, would you like a reading tonight, sister?
Yes, sister, is why I called, because I wanted your spirit to pick up that Baba Yaga energy from me, mm-hmm. because I know there's something deep that I can collect from you. So I got both hands out.
Well, we got Baba Yaga in the house. So there's no telling what else we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. Baba, you are so welcome in this house. We love you.
Yes,
we appreciate you. We appreciate all our crones, all our elder women who are out there just doing a thing on thing.
Yes, the real earthiness. You know, they have that earthiness. Eartha Kitt.
Oh!
Yes, you're talking about a crone and a half right there, baby.
Yes, I love bringing up examples of people who we can touch, who are on the other side, but left so many gifts for us to tap into about how you maintain the majesty of the crown. It's not a bad word.
Ooh, one of your people in the chat room has, I don't know if I'm old enough to be a crone. I'll let you answer that.
Living Light, dear heart, I'm going to tell you the truth about how I feel about your question. Life Coach Today, who I did not thank for manning the phones. I laugh like that because you know he's about to get it. And also he's the co-host of the chat room, Living Light, so you get him. But anyway, are you old enough to be a crone? Well, darling, the phases of the triple goddess are, you got the maiden, you got the mother, you got the crone, okay? We can deal with that chronologically if we want to. But I would much rather for you to deal with it from a space and place of how you feel about yourself right now. Some of us are 50 and still fertile. Not that I'm saying you're 50, I don't know. I'm 44. I'm already trying to put my big toe in the crone. And and I know people are just like, did she just say her age? Yes, I did. I did a lot to get to it.
Hello.
The fact that I'm still here, I celebrate it. I'm not, you know, like, it's not polite for a woman. Don't ask a woman her age. Calm down. It's a compliment. Spoken like a true man. Life Coach Today.
Sister
Girl, I'm 53
and still fertile.
Girl, then where you feel like you are is where you are. Because, you know what, I'm going to go there. Because I know there's some 53-year-old women who are still maidens who have not been touched in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a virgin is not just somebody who hasn't had sex. For me, a virgin is somebody who has not had an opportunity to blossom.
Yes.
So,
and experience themselves fully.
Hello.
And know what that expansion is. That's what that crone energy is all about. It's about expanding, you know.
By the time you get to the crone, honey, you don't work it out. You ain't got time for
Hello.
Me. You don't have time for mothering. It's
Hello.
All about you.
That's right.
So whichever way you feel in that moment, sweetie, that's where you are. And that's an individual decision for all of us.
Yes.
For me,
and call on that crone energy when you need that wisdom or when you need to know how to react or get yourself out of a mood. Call on that energy because we all, like you said, we know crones. We've been introduced to so many different crones in and out of our life and on virtual TV and YouTube and everywhere.
Woo.
There are always crones in history and everywhere else to call for.
What's her name? Carol Channing? Channing? I just saw her.
Yes.
You know, fierce women. And look them up, too. Now, Mother Witt, I have pulled your cards, my love.
I'm ready.
Okay. We about to do this thing. Mother Witt, I did a three-card draw, which is the Sun, a major arcana card, or arcana, whichever way you want to pronounce it. 19, the Sun shining on everybody. It's a happy, joyful experience. It's to the left, so you are being invited to play more. You're working too hard, okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're working too hard. Now, at the same time as I have this promise of the Sun that you need to, like, you know, turn on some, like, I know that you're, you know, in Wisconsin. I am hearing that you might want to get one of those lamps because you are impacted when winter comes and there's not enough light.
Mm. Yes.
There is a winter, there's a lamp that shines so brightly so that you can get those rays that you need to raise your vibration. I wasn't trying to be cute there, but there are some sunlight rays that you need to raise your vibration.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now get ready for this. The next card I have for you, because once you tap into that energy, it is way to the right. This is one of my favorite cards in Mother Peace Tarot, because, woo, the Sun of Cups is the perfect lover. Giggle, giggle, giggle. I love it. Now, on my card, you've got this beautiful nude man. He's playing a flute. There were seagulls around joining him in his music. He's on a datura plant. Yeah, that's it, which is guiding his contemplation. So this is a man who is focused both on his creative inner world and his scientific world. So he has a perfect balance, and he provides a sense of calm and peace that makes him an ideal companion and perfect lover.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This is somebody who will be able to contemplate art and music and science with you. This is somebody who will be able to dance between the earthly realm and the heavenly realm. It's to the right. So it's almost like nothing can do about it. It's just coming.
I had both my hands open.
Yes. Go ahead and receive. I love it. And then, of course, it's what I love so much. You have another to the right card, the Priestess of Cups. Now, the Priestess of Cups is like the queen, you know, and, like the priestess and the shaman, okay? The shaman represents like outward action, physical action, but the priestess represents the inner home, the inner realm, the emotions. So you got a double whammy with the priestess and cups, because cups represent emotions, water, receiving, allowing. I'm loving this dance between sun and water for you. It's just a powerful combination. Now, to the right, it means that you feel a pull to go in a particular direction in your inner world, and you need to be sure that you want to go there. This is someone who is communing with a whale and other sea creatures to commune under a full moon. Now, you know the energy of the year is 7, and we are seeing a lot of our underworld sea creatures coming in at this time to teach us lessons. I have not seen so many postings on Facebook featuring the impact of what's happening with dolphins in Japan, or Blackfish, the documentary, Love Streamers. Big shout out to you, because I go vicariously on journeys with you. When you go whale watching and dolphin watching and you take pictures, it just seems if you pay attention, you'll notice so many references to the sea and the water, which is also reminding us to get in touch with our ancestral truth, getting in touch with that, what's that land that was buried under Atlantis energy.
Atlantis, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Yemaya has been coming to me lately, and she's always water. And when you said the combination of water and sun, Mm-hmm. For me, being the Taurus that I am, that is the perfect combination.
So absolutely.
That is.
Well, 7 is her number, too. 7 is her sacred number.
Yeah.
Moja, 7, and she, for family, if you don't know who she is an, I would like to say, she's an Orisha. Another way of saying it, she's an African goddess, and she's the mother of the oceans. 7 is ruled by Neptune. Neptune was a Roman god of the water. 7 is the chariot, Cancer in tarot, Cancer water sign, the crab coming through. So all of that energy is coming through. This is a really positive card reading for you, but you need to get out more, even in this winter time. That's what I'm feeling like that left is about.
Yeah.
You are not going to meet whoever this energy is coming through trying to get at you to play with your inner realm and know where you want to go if you're in the house. Okay?
Okay. that has so many nuances to it. It just did. I'm sorry. It just, the Juicy Crone thing just flying through the air there. Got it.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you received it. So did you have any other questions, or did you feel that like that resonated for you?
Everything that you said resonated. Everything, this whole show, just listening to you from the beginning until now, it was meant to be. It's not coincidence. So it is just that spoonful of honey that I needed. So thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, honey, it is my pleasure. Thank you, Mother Wisdom, our dear Valerie, for playing with us tonight. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. And I think I do see that we have another caller, but we're going to take a quick break to get you guys some. You can get some water, you can chill out, join me back here. If you want a reading, 347-426-3346. And we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark Hussman. Love him. For more information about how to get a sponsorship package, you can send an email to Life Conversations Radio. I think I'm going to need help for this announcement. Radio at LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're live, and I love it. Radio at LifeConversationsRadio.com is where you send an email to get a sponsorship package. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Maybe you're right, Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. So excited. I see callers calling in. I want to give you a little bit more information about the power of the number 9 showing up as the crone in Mother Peace Tarot or the Hermit in traditional tarot. Do you know that each tarot card has a, well, major arcana card, has an astrological association? So for the Hermit, or the crone in the case that we're talking about, it's the sign of Virgo, the Virgin. Interesting. But Mother Peace reminds us that the Virgin really means whole unto yourself, embodying all that juicy information that you've learned on your spiritual journey from the journey of the Zero Fool, moving up to the Eight, Strength or Justice card, depending on your tarot deck. It's a powerful interplay because at the same time as it's tapping in that maiden energy, we still have an elderly energy when we deal with it as a man, the Hermit, or as a woman, as the crone in Mother Peace Tarot. So that really brings in the full embodiment of the human cycle from maiden to mother to crone. Powerful energy. Now, I know that we have Soul Communicator getting ready to join us. I'm so excited to hear what she would like to contribute and find out how I might be of assistance to her. Looks like she's got a spirit path question. How are you, my sister?
I am well. I am very well.
So nice having you in the house. So you like a reading tonight, huh?
Yes, I'm glad to be in the house. Actually, I think you already gave me a reading.
Oh, for real? Did I read you? I hope it was a good read.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm playing on words, family, because there's a reading, and then there's reading somebody.
Actually, just the other day, I was telling this lady that, you know, I have the appearance of a young woman, but I'm a very old woman. I'm crone. I told her that. And just today, I went through a ceremony, and basically, yes, you said that you were 44, I'm 43. 4 + 3 = 7.
Go ahead now.
So,
you better play with that number.
So, you know, everything that you've been stating is like, ping, 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 you know. And I just hear the spirits talking to me, you know, the Orishas to the goddesses,
yes,
to, you know, Kemetic. I mean, I can hear them talking to me. So, but I still would like a spiritual reading, if you can give me one.
It would be my pleasure and my honor. Absolutely.
Great.
I'm looking forward to seeing what will come up, you know. It's always fun reading for people who are in touch as well, because you just never know how the energy is going to play with the...
Yes, indeed. So, Soul Communicator, I did a 3-card draw. Family, as you know, it's in the Mother Peace Tarot cards. I have a 3 of Cups. Cups, emotions, water. Interesting that you said that you were at a ritual today or at a ceremony, because I have 3 people engaged in ceremonial work as we speak. Now, it's reversed. So there's a question right now about how comfortable are you in engaging your talents in a group setting? There's an energy that says that you would be phenomenal in that setting if you felt free enough to express the fullness of your gifts.
That is absolutely true. However, you know, every now and then I may get kind of shy because, you know, sometimes I get afraid of the greatness of the power itself. I'm keenly aware that it is not I that speak it.
Yeah.
And to just be comfortable in that space, it's a matter of cooperation, only a matter of time.
Indeed. And, you know, what I find interesting about you saying that, you know, there's that feeling of, like, overwhelmness from the grandness of it, understanding that it's not you.
Yeah.
What follows behind the Three of Cups is the Ten of Wands to the right. Now, this is a card that speaks of intense energy. I have African priestesses dancing as the sun is setting. There's a young woman at the front who is speaking messages. One person is the scribe, and the other person is drumming her message while the others dance. So when this card comes up for people, my question for them is, are you the women dancing? Are you the young oracle at the front giving the message? Are you scribing or are you drumming? I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you're the young person whose message is being taken down right now.
Well, I'm going to take it up a notch. And I'm going to say, I am all of them. I am all of them.
And that's what makes you a crone.
Yes.
Beautiful soul communicator. Beautiful. You have embodied the message for the show and in this card. Because we are all of them. We always like to lean to what we feel comfortable with. I love that you embrace the full scope of the energy flowing with this card. Now, the next step for you, my sister, is the Five of Cups. I want you to take a deep breath, because when people see five in tarot, they're like, what does that mean, a challenge? Is that drama showing up? It's reversed, which is, you know, good, because that means that you're learning to let go of loss and disappointment. There are some pearls that are spilling out, but it's also really important to remember that the starfish, which is featured on this card, is a regenerative animal. It can lose a leg and grow it back. Pearls can fall out, but there are only two cups where pearls are falling out. The rest of your cups are stable. So whatever loss, grief, disappointment has shown up in your life, you have managed to balance it and to take the message that you needed to learn so you're not held back underneath the water. You're coming up, bouncing up. Your pearls are safe. Your jewels are safe. So we have this peace around, yes, the collaboration and the ritual and the magic making. I see that. I see you embodying all the energy for the Ten of Wands. The other card was Three of Cups. And then being able to handle the challenges of loss and grief by remembering that you have the strength of a starfish to regenerate and maintain your pearls. Cups are about allowing and receptivity. Receive it all, and all will be given to you.
And so it is.
And so it is. Is it anything I said that you have a question about, or has it resonated with you?
Everything has resonated. I'm just, I've been wanting to get on this call for a minute with you, but I said, you know what, I've got some things I got to work out first, because I can't get embarrassed already.
You're always in
this
place.
I can't have a bad reading. You know, I'm familiar with ancestors, and they don't play around. you know, they shoot from the hip. They don't play around. So I knew that I had to really, really do some work on me before I came forth to mm-hmm. embrace it and to let my ancestors know that I'm showed up. You know, I'm showing up now. It's time. It is time. So thank you.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for trusting me. And regardless of whether the reading is, you're the bomb, or there are challenges, it's always wrapped in love.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, look at me with my rainbows. I'm about to say it. I don't think there's any such thing as a bad reading. I think a bad reading is when you can't get the message for yourself. That means I've got some work to do to open up my channel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But no, honey, we're holding your hand. We got you. Thank you so much for playing. This is so wonderful.
Yeah.
And stay tuned, by all means. Don't forget that starfish. That seems really big.
Yeah.
You know why?
I know.
Starfish is coming through real strong.
Uh-huh. I see.
All right, my sister.
Okay, thank you.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. There's so much moving tonight. And is that new Jace? Welcome, welcome. Glad to see you in the chat room. And thank you, everybody, for just being so embracing. I want to gift you something. I told you about Baba Yaga. She's got a poem. It's a wild woman. And I want you to take this into your spirit tonight. So if you're not driving, you know, try to close your eyes and join me on this journey. It's our gift from Baba Yaga, our embodiment of crone energy tonight. I walk in the forest and speak intimately with the animals. I dance barefoot in the rain without any clothes. I travel on pathways that I make myself and in ways that suit me. My instincts are alive and razor sharp. My intuition and sense of smell are keen. I freely express my vitality, my sheer exuberant joyfulness to please myself because it is natural. It is what needs to be. I am the wild, joyous life force. Come and meet me. Baba Yaga, yes, we're meeting you at the crossroads. Life Coach Day, I know you're busy, but would you like to join me for a moment before we release the show?
I'd be happy to join you as a true juicy crone that I am. Bring it on.
You can't be a crone. Get out of here.
I can be whatever I want. I can be whatever I want. I am one with the one, and the one is everything.
I love it.
So I can be a crone. I can be a spiritual warrior. You can't tell me who I'm is. I know who I'm is.
Go ahead, man. Do your thing. So I am really excited. Your show is going to be encoring tonight, Sounds of Soul tonight, on 1-2 Radio mm-hmm. at 12 a.m., 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m., right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you having fun doing that?
Oh, my God. It is so much fun. I'm just grateful, man. I am grateful. I've always wanted to do a music show, and as I said many times, I end up doing talk show. But being able to now do music, so there's some learning curves. There's some things that doesn't come so easy, but that's part of the excitement. But, you know, just be able to play songs that I love and say, oh, God, listen to this. Let me share this with you. You know, it's like, you know, like when you go somewhere, you go to a restaurant, and you go to your favorite restaurant, and you try something like, this is good. Taste it. You know, it's that kind of joy. So I like sharing my soul food with people. That's right.
And it is an honor and a pleasure to experience it with you. You got a busy week coming up on the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show, where I show up around 1 for Celestial Moment. I also have a Celestial Moment on the Sounds of Soul, so if you missed it last night, come on by tonight. I didn't say that Priestess Callister will be in the house this week. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You definitely want to check
and
out
on
that.
Wednesday, I want to put this out there since you brought me on. Let me do a shameless plug. Shameless plug on my network, please.
Absolutely.
On Wednesday, we're going to talk about hurt, healing, and healed.
Mm.
And the importance of sitting with our hurt so that we may heal. Sometimes we get on a spiritual path trying to be the light and be loving and be peaceful, but we run from the hurt. But until you face the hurt, it will drag you down.
Mm-hmm. And you won't know freedom.
That's right. You won't even know love.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. And that's a hint for how we're going to shut it down.
Okay.
Fertile ground.
Oh, you know what? Okay, we can do fertile ground. I knew you were going to give me some kind of hint. I'm like, okay, she didn't tell me what she's playing yet. But anyway, all right,
yeah.
Fertile ground it is.
Yeah. We're going to dance to fertile ground because whether we're maidens or mothers or crones, the ground is always fertile. You know, the one thing that I forgot to say about the crone is that she represents winter. So make sure that you embrace that energy as you brace yourself from the elements. Know that there is a warmth waiting to hold you down. And once you really start to dance with, I love this song. I can feel it underneath me. Thank you, Life Coach Today. That's a beautiful vibration. Yeah. Freedom, fertile ground. And it could be found where, Life Coach Today?
I forgot.
I think it's fertileground.com.
Black Studio, I think it is. Put me on the spot like that. Black Studios, I think. All right. My host. They put me to work.
Touche. Touche. But while you're doing that, I just want you to embrace your crone energy. Have the freedom to be yourself. Play with that wild woman energy. You deserve it, regardless of where you are in the phase of life. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. And join us right back here on Monday, 12 o'clock, for a very powerful MLK Jr. show. And Priestess Callista on Tuesday. And if you don't get enough of us, check out the Sounds of Soul with Danny Feloce at 12 a.m. tonight on 12radio.com.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And even
I'll
if you get enough, even if you get enough of us, still come and check me out. It is. you can find a website. I think it's blackstudios.com.
Okay. All right. We're going out. We're fertile ground, freedom. Enjoy your freedom, folks. I love you.
Pyramids amongst the stars, we are.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.